Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. Time for a bonus meditation. Today, we're talking about anxiety. I suspect that's a feeling many of you, if not all of you, intimately understand. For many of us, the reflex in the face of anxiety is to ignore it or avoid it. Common band-aids include alcohol, drugs, shopping, food, gambling, etc. Our teacher du jour, however, has another suggestion. Instead of suppressing it, ignoring it, or avoiding it, pay attention to it. Make friends with it even. Of course, you have to do this carefully and in small doses. I'll leave the actual tactical advice to the aforementioned teacher, Leslie Booker. She prefers to go by just Booker. She is one of the featured teachers in the Taming Anxiety Challenge, which you can find over on the 10% Happier app. Booker has a background in yoga and was trained in meditation at Spirit Rock. She currently lives in Philadelphia and is also spending a lot of time in New York, where she is the co-guiding teacher of the amazing New York Insight Meditation Center. Here we go now with Booker.
Hey, folks, this is Booker. The human body is wired to respond when it perceives a threat. Anxiety can mislead the body into thinking there's something menacing just around the corner when there isn't. It's integral for us to be tuned into our bodies to understand what is actually happening. Let's practice moving towards the sensations of anxiety and seeing what they're made of. Find a posture that brings a sense of ease and comfort to the body. Begin to orient yourself by turning your head from side to side, noticing colors, shapes, textures. The feeling of titration, of opening to our anxiety in small intervals, knowing we can return to a sense of safety when we need to, is actually an experience in the body. As you breathe in, open the arms wide, lifting the chest up. And as you breathe out, wrap the arms around the body, rounding the back if it's comfortable to do so, and dropping the chin down towards the heart. Can you feel the sense of ease and flow? This is what titration feels like. We don't need to stay frozen. We can choose to open up, and we can choose to close back up. When you're ready, bring your body to a place of relative stillness. Remember, you are in the driver's seat. Sometimes just acknowledging your anxiety is all it takes for it to get smaller, even dissipate, as it sees that you're not trying to avoid it. When you feel ready, begin to move towards your anxiety. Intentionally bring to mind whatever wakes your personal anxiety monster. Continue to track your body as you do this. Can you notice where there is stillness and calm in the body? Can you feel your nervous system begin to regulate, as you return to your anchor. Maybe you begin to see your anxiety as not necessarily an enemy. Maybe you can even begin to understand that its intention is to protect you. It's just gotten a little out of control. From a place of knowing who is actually in charge here, can you extend some appreciation and warmth towards your anxiety? If this feels difficult or even impossible, can you extend some appreciation towards yourself for the effort you put in today? When you're ready, begin to slowly open your eyes if they are closed and take a moment to check out your environment, orienting yourself back to your space. Be well, dear ones.
Thanks again to Booker. And a reminder, you can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.